guys, how's it going? Welcome to Drunk Movie Rants, a podcast where we talk about movies. My name is Alonzo O'Leary, also known as Lons, and I will be your host for the duration of this podcast. Every episode, we'll have a new guest speaker come on, and we're going to talk about different movie topics and movie genres and things that we like or don't like about the world of cinema, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it. This little preview episode we're putting out is between me and my good friend Josh Nicholson. We were stationed at Fort Benning together for basic training and Army Officer School, and we talk about movie plot twists and genre switches in movies that we really like. I hope you guys like it. If you enjoyed this little snippet, let me know, and maybe I'll put more of the episode up at a later date. Thanks, and enjoy.
I like midpoint switcheroos. Like, I've realized this too. The amount of anime I've watched in the past month is just, it's almost mind-numbing. I know that all of my anime-loving fans, Zeiss, you know, Derek, like, I'm sure you guys are loving this right now. But
shout out. Hey, guys.
You too, Josh. But, like, but I'm just like, the Japanese love throwing in third act switcheroos. Like, Americans are much bigger on midpoint, or, like, the ending is revealing that everything that came before it is not what it seems. But the Japanese are like, guess what? We're just going to throw, like, it's like, all right, ready? So it's like if you're having sex, right? If you're like, you're doing the nasty with a girl that you like, and you're like, foreplay's done. You had a great date. Foreplay's done. You had dinner. And like, you're just about to finish. And she's like, guess what? I'm bald. And she takes all her hands. You know what I mean? Like, the Japanese, especially in animes, they love to do that. Like, set it up. And then they just always, like, towards the end, when you think you have a full understanding of, they're like, guess not. Sorry. You know, but I guess that's just a part of their culture. Like, the more anime I watch, the more I'm like, yeah, these guys, like, their third acts, they're just like, guess what? Mm-hmm. We're just going to throw something in there that we like, and fuck you if you don't like it. That's what we want to do. You know what I mean?
I
don't know.
Yeah. I think that's a great insight. I hadn't even considered, like, the point in the story where the shock happens across different cultures. You're right. In American cinema and film, it's almost always near the end or, like, exactly at the end. So you walk away going, fuck, like, what just happened? You know, there's no real, like The Village, right? Like, maybe that's like M. Night Shyamalan.
He's the quintessential of how, like, the American plot twist can be well executed.
Yeah.
Again, like, that's why, like, I like movies like Gone Girl and, and like I said, From Dusk Till Dawn, because it's the midpoint. Because in, like, classical story structure, right? So, like, if you went to film school and took screenwriting classes, blah, 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 the midpoint of any story is either going to be a false victory or a false defeat for your characters if you're following traditional story structure. But, like, that's also, like, a perfect place to change or completely shift the direction of the plot if that's something. And that's not something a lot of American filmmakers, I think, take advantage of. I mean, Tarantino's, like, usually the guy that, like, if you're going to think of a director that would do it, it's probably him. But, like, a lot of American directors just kind of stick to more traditional methods, or you'll get the occasional one. Like, and of course, Tarantino helped write From Dusk Till Dawn. So, like, I like midway switcheroos. Like, those are my favorite kind of, like, oh, snap! Or, like, you know.
Yeah, he kills everybody. Spoilers.
I mean,
look, hashtag, there's going to be a lot of spoilers on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, look. Yeah, I mean, that'd be an interesting thing to discuss in future episodes. Like, people listening to this podcast, like, do you care about spoilers? Or are you just listening for fun? Because I tell people this all the time. I'm like, I'm spoiler immune. But it's also, again, like, this is what I've studied. Like, I've seen enough movies at this point that, like, not that anything won't surprise me, but if you learn a spoiler, for me, I'm just like, all right, how does that play a role in the plot? And sometimes that's made me want to watch a movie more. Like, for example, the movie Oblivion with Tom Cruise. That came out my senior year of college, and I had no interest in seeing fucking whatsoever. But what was I going to say? So I wasn't going to see it. And then I was on a YouTube channel listening to a soundtrack from one of my favorite movies, which is this movie called Moon with Sam Rockwell.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you just talked about this movie. This movie has been on my mind for the last couple of days. Yeah, I cannot believe you brought this up. Oh my, that's so weird.
So the plot, basically, like, if So there's a plot twist in the movie Moon for people who have or haven't seen it. We will not divulge the plot twist, but anyways.
Yep. Pause, everyone. Go see the movie and come back.
Yeah. So the plot twist in Moon is almost exactly the same as the plot twist in Oblivion. And when I read that on YouTube, I actually went and read the entire plot of Oblivion on Wikipedia, and it made me want to watch the movie even more. And then I went and I saw Oblivion, and I loved it. And I think I actually appreciated it more because I got to see how the plot was executed and what they were about. And then,
and like, that was an example of, like, I tell people, like, you can tell me spoilers and it's not going to ruin it for me. Like, I'll still enjoy the movie.
Yeah. Like, there are certain movies that I know I'm going to like. So, yeah, like, yeah, don't tell me anything because I want the filmmakers to surprise me. But for a lot of movies, especially movies I don't care about, you can tell me. Like, and sometimes it'll be the opposite reaction. Like, I'll want to see the movie even more because I know that there are these things that I have to look forward to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to unpack that we've already talked about.
For those of you who are still here, thanks for listening. We will be dropping our first official episode at the beginning of March. The intro and outro music for this podcast was produced by Eric Godlow. Feel free to leave a comment or hit me up in the messages and let me know what you guys think. Thanks.